Madam, you can wait here.
Thank you. He will see me, won't he? Prince Hector. I have to ask.
We will take you to the prince shortly, madam.
Crusade, that's her name. Crusade. A beauty, I'd say. Angelic in her looks.
So perfect as to seem not quite human. As if the gods sent her down to earth, out of scorn for us ordinary creatures.
Can you believe it? He left her behind. His only child, his daughter.
No, mother. She can't have known a thing.
So why does she look so scared?
Wouldn't you be shaking with fear, no one to protect you?
A widow, all alone, with no real friend.
Prince Hector will receive the Lady Crusade.
Prince, dear prince, most gracious, I am alone, my father.
Calm yourself, good lady, I am listening.
I have done nothing wrong.
Perhaps I am easily touched, but who wouldn't pity this woman?
Why are they whispering?
She's so distressed and so unusual in her beauty.
On her knees.
Decked herself out in black.
Fair enough. Oh, she is a widow after all.
Any children?
No children. No one.
On her knees before Prince Hector, son of Priam.
Pitiful.
Let us say no more of your father's weakness. As long as you choose to stay in Troy, you'll be under my protection and treated with all due respect. As though your father had never chosen to leave. No man will treat you discourteously. I will insist on it.
My lord, I have long believed in your kindness, but for such kindness, I cannot thank you enough. Without your kindness, I would be in such...
She made quite a scene.
We thought she'd stay there thanking him all day.
Someone had to tell her to get up.
Prince Hector's a busy man. And there's a war on.
At last she got up. Still going on, bidding Hector farewell.
Off she went back home with her servants and attendants to that lovely house.
As if her father never... As if nothing had changed.
Nothing at all.
My dear Crusade, you keep a wonderful home.
I try to. I like most of all to be at home, to live quietly.
But don't hide away. Everyone loves you, Crusade.
She treads so carefully.
It's not her fault. Her father...
All this winter, she's not put a foot wrong. Now spring has come.
We'll be watching her.
The Greeks have really hemmed us in.
Even so, all of Troy is on its way to the temple to honour the Feast of Pallas.
It wouldn't do to abandon our customs. We shall honour our gods.
And there's our Prince Troilus, leading his band of young so-and-sos up and down as they make eyes at all the girls.
Only he seems happy to take or leave.
They say Troilus does not think much of love.
Show some interest, Troilus. The streets are full of lovely ladies.
It must be spring.
When the mind turns to wasting time. You're such fools, a lot of you, sighing over this girl and that. And it's always the same story. I'll tell you something. Whichever sweet lady keeps you awake at night will herself sleep like a...
Sleep like a what? Troilus?
Oh, someone's caught his eye.
Don't be ridiculous.
You stopped dead in your tracks for a moment there. Was it her?
Yeah. Or her with the flowers over there. Oh. I've got it. The tall, fair woman dressed in black. Yeah. Isn't she the widow, Crusade?
Crusade?
I suppose she has some it. Why is she alone?
She looks haughty to me. Simply dressed, it's true, but... standoffish. Even so.
Worth staring at, Troilus.
Crusade.
Oh, I don't know. She's got this way about her. Arrogant, as if to say, here I am, sir.
A merciful God, where did she come from? I've never seen anyone so pleasing.
What was that? I was miles away.
A woman. Hurry up now into the temple. Come on, boys, settle down.
What's she doing in such a...